Hey Menachem Ov, Friday the 1st of August, Rabbi Yaakov Schwalbe, the link between Chet HaMamaglim and Churban HaBayis.
First of all, I'd like to thank Gudi Iskovitz for giving me the zechus for speaking today. I'm sure we know and understand how difficult it is to have speakers every day on a regular basis. And the donations will help him, as he should have the means, the resources, and the keuches to continue his gewaldige avodas hakodesh. Shliyom ushtoira mipiv mipizaro mipizaro zaro miat vadeino. In this week's parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu is giving techocha to Klal Yisrael for the various chataim which they did through the entire 40 years that they were in the Midbar. And he mentions that before the chet meraglim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Klal Yisrael, Re'ei nosanti lifnechem es ha'aretz, I put the land in front of you. Go and take possession of the land which I swore to Avraham Yitzchok Yaakov. To which Rashi says in the words, Bo Yerushu, Ein ma'are bedova, ve'einchem tzrichin le'mulchoma, ilu l'sholchu muraglim, le'hoyu tzrichin le'klei zayin. Says Rashi, Bo Yerushu esaret, go and take over the land. Liyutziya Klal Yisrael would not have done the Chet HaMeraglim, then it would be not necessary to have a battle bechlal. No weapons would be needed. Klal Yisrael would be able to take over Eretz Yisrael without any Muhammad. Indicating that what? That due to the Chet HaMeraglim, now they required a Klei Zayin. There had to be a Muhammad. Klal Yisrael now to wage a war. We have to understand, in what way is the Chet HaMeraglim, why is that going to change the tzura of how Klal Yisrael are going to take over Eretz Yisrael? Why should the Chet HaMeraglim make enough gemines to whether or not you require Klei Zayin to defeat the kings of Canaan? Why should the tzura of Muhammad change just because of the Chet HaMeraglim? Later on in the parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu mentions at length how Klal Yisrael, how Klal Yisrael were choyte ben yegeid the Chet HaMeraglim. He explains how he sent spies, they came back with Yibosa Ra, he said Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael. And because the Chet, Klal Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu was good in Klal Yisrael, they had to stay in the Mikvah for 40 years. And he mentions that Klal Yisrael have to wander 40 years in the desert. And then, in the middle of nowhere, there seems to be a pasuk out of place. And the pasuk says, Gambiyis hanaf Hashem beglalchem leimor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also got angry at me because of you. You are not able to come into Eretz Yisrael. In the middle of discussing that and saying that Klal Yisrael are not going to go into Eretz Yisrael, then he says Kalev is going to go into Eretz Yisrael. Then he says, you know what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu got angry against me and therefore said I can't come into Eretz Yisrael. And then he goes back to the Chet HaMeraglim. Yeshua is going to go into Eretz Yisrael. Your children, which we said are going to be Levaz, are going to go into Eretz Yisrael. The Chorea, this seems to be completely out of place. Why in the middle of relating to Klal Yisrael, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu said they have to stay in the Midbar? Point in the middle, he says, you know what, as well HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to me that I can't go into Eretz Yisrael. The Chorea, the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael was due to the Chet HaMeraglim. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu mentioning it, point in the middle of the Chet HaMeraglim? Second of all, Moshe Rabbeinu seems to put the entire blame for him not coming into Eretz Yisrael on Klal Yisrael. He says, "Vashem es anafi biglal chem leimor," because of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu got angry with me, saying, "Am atol lo sov esham," seemingly indicating that Klal Yisrael was the sole cause for him not coming into Eretz Yisrael. L'chayra, although Klal Yisrael was certainly very much of a sibah for the chet of Meim Riva, the sof kol sof, Moshe Rabbeinu, he was choyte, he did a chet l'chayra. And over here, Moshe Rabbeinu seems to put the entire blame for the chet of Klal Yisrael. The fourth question we have to deal with It's the beginning of next week's parasha. Moshe Rabbeinu davens v'eschanel Hashem v'eisne hileimo. Moshe Rabbeinu is mavakesh and davens v'atakot shporchu. The number of tefillahs b'gematria v'eschanan. Latin commentary to Yisrael. And regardless of all the tefillahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Al-Tayseh Dabe Ilai Oiba Dovadeh. Don't continue talking to me. The Medrash is Moisif Mo. And the Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Machriz B'chol Shah V'Shah V'Shah Rekiah V'Rekiah B'chol Beistin V'Beistin She'ikablu Tfilosu Yishal Moshe V'Loyal Oiv Selefon. V'Shum Ponim V'Oifon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no way are we going to mekabel the tefillahs of Moshe Rabbein. We have to understand. Why was it that Kodesh Baruch Hu b'shum ponim v'oifim? Why was it that Kodesh Baruch Hu refused under all circumstances to allow Moshe Rabbeinu to come into Eretz Yisrael? So we've got four questions that we have to deal with. The first question is that what's the reason why we find that without Liyut Tzir Klai Yisrael would not have done the Chetim Raglim, and therefore they would have come into Eretz Yisrael without any war? Would be without Kli Zayin, wouldn't be necessary to wage war b'chlal? That's question number one. Why should the Chet HaMeraglim change the Tzuras HaMelchama in Eretz Yisrael? Question number two. Why in the middle of talking about the Chet HaMeraglim does Moshe Rabbeinu say, you know what, as well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu prevented me from coming into Eretz Yisrael because of you? Question number three. Why does Moshe Rabbeinu put the entire blame of the Chet HaMeraglim onto Klal Yisrael? He was the Cholapachot partially responsible for the Chet HaMeim Riva. And number four, why in the Maisa do we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had such a terrible Kepeda B'Shum Ponim V'Oifem that he wasn't willing to allow Moshe Rabbeinu to come into Eretz Yisrael? In order to understand the Inyan, we have to understand the difference between what we're going to call the Anhaga Moshe Rabbeinu and Anhaga, who was the manager of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, and Anhaga of Yeshua ben Nun, who was the manager of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. Kiyodua, the human being is made up of two chalakim. There's the seichel and there's the guf. The guf has natiyas to do ra, the guf has its own ritzonus, has natiyah for chumrias, for gashmias. That is the main sibah for a person to do it. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave a person a seichel as well, however. The tachis of the seichel is to do the rots, to be manig a person, to make a person, to be madrich a person, to do the rots from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to control the retainers of the guf, to control the natiyas of the chumrias, not to be nimshach l'ra. For a person to go boss on one seichel, to control one's guf, and do the rots from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu was referred to Ish or Elukim. On the one hand, he was an Ish, but at the same time, he was Elukim. Dahainu, that Moshe Rabbeinu reached a darga where he was mazakach his chumis, he was mazakach himself to the extent that there was ke'ilu, there was no netiyah b'chlal of his guf to do ra. There were no rutsinus ishus, there was no rotsim to do ra, there was no netiyah to do ra b'chlal. He was mali himself, he was mali himself above his guf, above his gashmias, to the extent that he was completely ruled by his seichel, he was kulei rich ruchni. The only thing that was left was the small sail of the guf which he had, which every human being has to have. And therefore, on the one hand, although he was ish, he had a certain amount of humanness to him, but he was ish alikim. He was the ish ruchni, completely lemaila from his gashmias, lemaila mi as guf. No natiya for ra bichlal. That was the darga Moshe Rabbeinu. Leidach kisa. There was Yeshua. Yeshua was on lower darga. Yeshua came from whom? He came from Yosef. Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef, his darga was not on the same darga of Moshe Rabbeinu, where he was mezakech his guf to the extent there was no natiya for ra bichlal. He had his guf. He had a natiya for ra. He had a natiya to go boss in his guf. Navos, his seichel controlled his guf. His seichel was shalat over his guf to the Rosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hence, Yosef was called Yosef HaTzadik, and we find his discern was what? Eishes Potiphar. Eishes Potiphar, there was Yitzhahara to do ra. Novos, his seichel was miskabe. He controlled his guf. That was the darg of Yosef HaTzadik, and his enikon, Yeshua, followed in his wake. He also had that koi. Now, Daniel's vos, it wasn't on the darg of Moshe Rabbeinu, kulei ruchni, only seichel, that a rotten to ra bichlal. It was a darg of what? A darg of having a guf, having gashmias, but at the same time, who's Mishalat over it? Moshe Rabbeinu's darga resulted in two things. Number one, that it was kmat, never came to do chet. He was kuli sichli, kuli ruchni, there's no tear for chet b'cha. And it also resulted that his hanhoga was hanhoga, just like he himself was the maile from his guf, the maile from his teva, so too his hanhoga with Klal Yisrael was the maile mederech hateva. And hence, Moshe Rabbeinu was maile Klal Yisrael in the midbar, which was a mokoi devoid of gashmius, devoid of yishuv, and he was manning them with nisim, nisim gluim. There was mon, there was be'er, and nani akovit. The Dargo Moshe Rabbeinu, him himself being the Mali Mederech HaTeva, that in its wake brought with him, brought within it, a Hanhoga of Klal Yisrael, of Kulei Nes. Mashaykin Yeshua, Yeshua was on a lower Dargo, he was not a Dargo of Kulei Ruchni, he was a Dargo of where he had Ritzon Yitzaguf, but he was working on his Avodah Yitzaguf, he was Mani Klal Yisrael in a Derech much more Api Derech HaTeva, working within Teva, working on the land, being part of a Yeshuv, but at the same time, being Zeicha and seeing Nisim in Nistarim, at the same time seeing Nisim and being Mesiachas things to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the chiluk between the Darag of Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua. Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the manik in the Midbar, Lu Yitzui, he would have taken Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, then he would have continued with the same Hanhaga, continuing with the Darag of Nisim. And therefore, if Moshe Rabbeinu would have come into Eretz Yisrael, then therefore, there would have been no Muhammad Bechal. There wouldn't have been there would be no necessity for Klal Zion. Either everyone would have died straight away, or the Malchi Canaan would have given in straight away. There would be no need to wage a war. Similarly, since Moshe Rabbeinu was in such a hardarga of Kulei Sichli, Rochek Michek, no Nitzia for that at all, that would result Klal Yisrael would also be in a similar darga. And therefore, says the Malbim, there would have been like his man of Yehovi, Moshe Mashiach, Achris Hayomim. There would be a Beis HaMikdash, a Beis HaMikdash, would be Leil Avayet. The Sfarim of the Gaon say clearly that Moshe Rabbeinu would have come and built the Beis HaMikdash, then therefore there would never be a Churban HaBayis. Because Klal Yisrael were now on a Dargah devoid from Chet, only following their Seichel, only doing the Ratzon Hashem. If there's no mocking for Chet, there's no mocking for Churban HaBayis. And therefore, if Moshe Rabbeinu would have come in and would have brought Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, there would have been a Beis HaMikdash which would have been there l'olam v'ayed, without any chet. However, Klal Yisrael did the chet ha-meraglim. What exactly was the chet ha-meraglim? There are a number of explanations given as to what exactly the chet was. One has by his soul was as follows. Klal Yisrael were going into Eretz Yisrael. He wanted the Semeraglim to go and see if they were able to defeat the Malchi Canaan. Are they able to wage war against them and to defeat them? They sent Meraglim, and Takal Piderech HaTeva, it wasn't possible to defeat the Malchi Canaan. Novos. The Meraglim ought to have come back and said, Einochanami, Al Piderech HaTeva, we can't defeat them. Novos what? We are able, because we are Zohi, we've been Zeichah to so many Nisim in the Midbar, Avada Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to help us in the Nisim in Eretz Yisrael as well. And we ought to come back to Mechazek Klal Yisrael. However, on the contrary, they were not man b'mon ha-shleim whether Kodesh Baruch Hu would do Nisim for them in Eretz Yisrael, in the same way they had done Nisim in the Midbar. And therefore they came back and they said, look, Eretz Echeres Yishveel, B'nei Anokim, this is a mocking which is impossible to conquer. Which was true, Al Piderech HaTeva, they couldn't conquer the Malachi Canaan. And therefore the Abaycha, Abachiyah, B'Koyach, the lack of Amunna, and they felt it's not possible for us to defeat the Malachi Canaan. B'Koyach of that Chet, B'Koyach the fact that Klal Yisrael did not have the Amunna that Kodesh Baruch was going to be manning with them with Nisim in Eretz Yisrael as well, they thought there was going to be Al Piderech HaTeva. And hence Al Piderech HaTeva wouldn't be possible to defeat the Malachi Canaan. They were now no longer Roy, to be munhag by Moshe Rabbeinu. Since the darga Moshe Rabbeinu was l'mayli mederech hateva, al pi nisim, therefore they weren't roi to Moshe Rabbeinu to take them into Eretz Yisrael. So therefore now, b'koyach l'chet ha-meraglim gufa, because the Klal Yisrael were not man the mun ha-shleim ha-kodesh baruch hu d'nisim in Eretz Yisrael, they now lost the right to Moshe Rabbeinu to be the manig in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore now, Lu Yitzuya, since it wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu taking them into Eretz Yisrael, they were now going to munag on a lower darga, a darga of Yeshua bin Nun, Adag was going to be al piderech hateva. There was going to be a mechama. There's going to be Kli Zayin. There's going to be a battle. And that is why Lo Yisrael, there won't be Neched Meraklim. There won't be mechama b'chlal. Lo bin al haga Moshe Rabbeinu al piderech hanes without Kli Zayin. Now that Kli Yisrael had done Neched Meraklim, the Anhaga was a lower darga, they now lost the darga of Nisim, there's now going to be a Biderech HaTeva, there's going to be Kli Zayin, there's going to be a Mechama, there's going to be a battle. Similarly, since now they had now dropped the darga, there's going to be a darga of Yeshua bin Nun. What is the darga of Yeshua bin Nun? The darga, as we said, of a Mechama within oneself. There's a Mokum for the Guf, there's a Rotzen of the Guf, there's an Atir to Gashmis and to Chumriyas. The Hosya Seichel has to control it. But in that, on that sort of Hanhaga, on that sort of Darga, there's going to be a Mokrim for the Guf to Miskabe with the Seichel. Unlike the Darga of Moshe Rabbeinu, where the Seichel, where the person was complete, Nimshach after his Seichel, there was no Mokrim to Nimshach after the Guf, only purely Nimshach after the Seichel. Now that is now Hanhaga of Yeshua bin Nun, there was now going to be a possibility for the Guf to Miskabe with the Seichel. Hence, since there was now a Mokrim for the Guf to Miskabe with the Seichel, there is now a mocking for Chet. If there is a mocking for Chet, there is now a mocking for the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed. You can build the Beis HaMikdash, but because man is a mocking for Chet, it's possible for the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed. And Kachava, Kari Sol went down lower and lower through the Deiris. Slowly but surely, their Gashmias, their Gufnias, their Ritzonis HaGuf will miskabe with the Seichel, to the extent that Sof Kol Sof, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So with this we have answered all our four kashas. The first question we asked was what? That what's the reason why Klal Yisrael, before the Chet HaMeraglim, would have defeated the land without Kli Zayin? But once there's a Chet HaMeraglim, there had to be Kli Zayin, there had to be a war. Very partial. Before the Chet HaMeraglim, they were going to Munu Moshe Rabbeinu and Haga of Nisim. There would be no Kli Zayin, no war. The whole Malki Canaan would die. Or they were given straight away. Once they've been a Chet HaMeraglim and Klal Yisrael had now dropped the Madriga, and Haga of Yeshua bin Nun, or Yeshua al Piderech HaTeva, and Haga of al Piderech HaTeva, there has to be Kli Zayin, there has to be a battle fought, there has to be a war. The second question we asked was, why in the middle of the Chet HaMeraglim does Moshe Rabbeinu start talking about the fact that the Kodesh Baruch Hu got angry at him, not letting the commentary to Israel? It's very partial. Because the main reason why Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't come into Israel wasn't because of his chet; it was because of the chet of Meraglim, of the Meraglim. Since the Meraglim were now being choite and now dropped the Madriga, they weren't zeich to Moshe Rabbeinu to be the manning in Eretz Israel. And therefore, what is taka? The sibba as to why Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't come into Israel was the chet of Meraglim. It wasn't independent chet of Meimar even. And we can also understand why. Moshe Rabbeinu is putting the blame on Klal Yisrael. But Hashem is an afbi big lalchem because of you. The teretz is very, very simple. Because beside the mechet itself, memriva, yitocha loima, that the tefillahs of Moshe Rabbeinu could have helped. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could forgive him for that. But the reason why, the principal reason why he wasn't allowed to come into Eretz Yisrael wasn't because of the chet memriva in his own right. It was because Klal Yisrael were not on the darker time Moshe Rabbeinu has been the manager in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, it's like a big lalchem. The main sibba as to why Moshe Rabbeinu was not allowed to be a manager in Eretz Yisrael wasn't because of his own chet. The reason why I wasn't able to manage his soul was because Klal Yisrael not ready to have him as being a man. And therefore it was taka big lal chem. Why was he angry at Moshe Rabbeinu b'chlal? Yeah. Good kasha. And the fourth kasha, we also understand why Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillahs couldn't be answered b'chlal. L'chayra, l'chayra, even after the match of his Khan and tefillahs, he couldn't be answered why, because the reason why he wasn't allowed to Yisrael wasn't because of his own chet. It was because Klai Yisrael were not roi. Klai Yisrael were not roi to have him as being a manik. And therefore, regardless of all the tefillahs, it wasn't possible for Moshe Rabbeinu to be the manik in Yisrael. He wasn't going to be allowed to come into Yisrael. The Gemara says that on Leil Tisha B'Av, which was the Leil of the, when Klai Yisrael cried over the report of the Meraglim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Ata b'chisa b'chi shalchinam, you b'chicha b'chiach shalchinam." I'm going to be kivei as being a b'chi l'davis. We have to understand what does this mean. Because Klal Yisrael cried a b'chi shalchinam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give an oinish, a nekama to Klal Yisrael the davis to be a b'chi shalchinam. Why just because they cried then is that a reason for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to kivei this as being a b'chi l'davis? According to what we said, we can explain as follows: Avad and Avad, it wasn't a tit for tat. You know, you cried a Bechir Shechinam, there's going to be a Bechir Adavis. The whole Makor of the Bechir of Klaisol, Mikoyach Lechetam Ragim, was such that what? That now they now lost the Daraga of Moshe Rabbeinu, they're now going to go to a lower Daraga. A Daraga of Yeshua Ben Nun. A Daraga of what? Where there's now going to be Mulchon with them oneself, there's going to be Tiyas HaGuf and the Seichas to Miskaber over the Guf. And hence there's now a mocking for Chet. It was that mocking for Chet, that and Hoggle, which now Klai Yisrael had dropped to, which now was going to be a Sibba, and a Goyen that was possible for there to be a Chet, that's what caused the Churban HaBayis many, many days later. It wasn't just the Bechir then that caused the Bechir now. The Bechir that had been called the Chet HaMeragim that caused now that Klai Yisrael dropped their Madrega. The now Madrega was possible to do Chet. There was a mocking for Chet. They had lost the Daraga of Moshe Rabbeinu, the now the Daraga of Yeshua Ben Nun. And mikoyach that bechir, mikoyach the fact that Klai Yisrael had now dropped to a lower daraga, that resulted in them being a chet many, many days later. A chet which caused the Churban HaBayis, and that was the bechir derech which came about mikoyach the bechir of the chet HaMeraglim. Famous pasuk in Yirmiyah. Ko'yomah Hashem kol b'rama nishma, nehi bechir samurim, rochom uvaka abonel, mi'ana le'nochim abonel ki enenu. Klai Yisrael going to Golas, Rochel comes, Kol Brahma Nishma, Bechiz Nehi Bechiz Amrun, Rochel Vakal Bonea, Rochel comes to cry for her children. Why Dafka Rochel? Of all the Emois, of all the Ovis, why Dafka Rochel? The Gaon is Masvir, there are two dargas, two ways of being Megala the Malchus Shemaim in the Brit. Some which he calls the Darga of Leah, and the Daraga of Rochel. The Daraga of Leah, he says, was deemed to the Daraga we mentioned to Moshe Rabbeinu, that was what? Kulei Ruchni. Kulei Ruchni. Kulei Kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the Daraga of Leah. Hence we find Leah, she was zeichah to a shefa, she got Yaakov for nothing. You were not working for her, for nothing, she was free, kiddush, she came free. It wasn't necessary for Leah to earn her favor in the eyes of Yaakov. It wasn't necessary for her to put any input. It wasn't necessary for there to be any avoidance mitzidah bechlal. That was the Daraga of Leah. Leah is tantamount to a gilu malchus shemayim, where there's a gilu of Kodesh Baruch Hu without any effort. Nisim gluim. There's a second Daraga of gilu malchus shemayim. That is a person's megal malchus shemayim mekoyach his own avoidah, mekoyach his own work. There's yitzahara. He works on himself. And mekoyach that, he goes to the rosh of Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that way is megal Kodesh Baruch Hu in the Briah. That was the Daraga of Rochel. Rochel had to be moitzi chen in the eyes of Yaakov. She had to do something. There had to be an input there. That is the Daraga of Rochel. Who was the father? Who was the mother of Yosef? Who had Yeshua? That was Rochel. The Daraga of Yosef, which we mentioned, the Daraga of Yeshua, which is the Daraga of one's own input, a Muhammad, a Yitzhahara, which a person has to work on oneself. Work on oneself to do the Rosh Hashanah Baruch Hu to avoid chet. The Makor of this Daraga, the Makor of the Daraga of Yosef and Yeshua, was Rochel. Rochel was the Makoira of this Darga. The Darga where a person is not on the Darga of Leah, or the Darga of Moshe Rabbeinu, of Nisim Gluim, of Kuli Sichli, but on a Darga where a person has a Muhammad, a Muhammad between his Yitzhahara and his Yitzhahara, between his Gufa and his Seicha. And since it was Rochel, who was the Makoira of this Anhaga, she was the Sheyush and she was the Sibba as to why Kaios eventually had to go into Golus. It was because of that Anhaga which came from Rochel, which Yesu continued, and that was the Darga of Yeshua. And that was the Daraga of Klal Yisrael after Moshe Rabbeinu was no longer the Manik. It was Mikoyach that Hanhaga, Mikoyach that Daraga of Rochel, the Daraga of Yosef, the Daraga of Yeshua. That is why Klal Yisrael eventually came to do Chet, for there to be a Churban HaBayis. So there would have been Hanhaga of Moshe Rabbeinu, Hanhaga of Leah. There wouldn't have been a Chet, there wouldn't have been Chet, there wouldn't have been Churban HaBayis. It was because of the Hanhaga, which was Sheyush came from Rochel, Hanhaga of Rochel, Hanhaga of Yosef, Hanhaga of Yeshua. That was what brought about Chet at the end of the day, which brought about the Churban HaBayis. And therefore that's why it's Dafka Rochel. Dafka Rochel comes as Shas Klai Yisrael going to Golus. And it's called Brahma Nishma and he bechichs Amurim. Rochel Vaka Aponel. It's Rochel who comes. Rochel who is the Sheyush Lanhog, which caused the Chet, which caused the Churban HaBayis. And it's Dafka Rochel who comes to crack the Klai Yisrael. Medrash tells us that although Moshe Rabbeinu was not Zeicha to bring Klai Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, but Beza Hashem, B'tchias HaMeisim, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to come. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to come and take us out of Golus, and take us back to Eretz Yisrael. Zaka Shmuzeka B'zeicha Zeicha B'karav. Hashtag Mechazik and Amunah Hakadosh Baruch Hu's ability to do Nisim Goloyim שאלת מנקר ישראל למען מדרך הטבע. ותקה בזכה, תמסכן על אום גוף, על אום רצינת הגוף, ועל השכל תמשל את אוב על הגוף, תמסכן על החתויים. ונהופני בקורה מושר בנו הקם, and build us and Amushahar Beis HaMikdash of Eish. A Beis HaMikdash is going to be not built by us, but built by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A Beis HaMikdash is the Maile Mederech HaTeva. Al Pi Dan Hagam Moish Rabbeinu. Hatakha Vizrecha to bring your Beis HaMikdash with you, Rabbeinu. Amen.